On the show today, we've got Paige Scheer from Scheer Matledge Events to talk to us about arts in the square. And there is a whole lot of stuff going on this weekend, so make sure you stick around for the weekend roundup. This is the Frisco Podcast for March 27th, 2014. We are here today with Paige Scheer, a principal at Scheer Matledge, an event planning firm. And if you guys don't already know Paige, she is the person responsible for the marketing and planning of three of Frisco Square's biggest events. So upcoming is Arts in the Square, which we're going to be talking about today. She also does Music in the Square, which is a phenomenal summer event that'll be coming in a couple of months. And then, of course, everybody's favorite event, Christmas in the Square, which is just a huge deal. And we just came out of that one, so we're not going to talk too much about that today. But Paige, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
It's good to have you here. So you've been working with Frisco Square for quite a while. How long have you been doing this for all these big events?
Been working with Frisco Square for about 8.5 years. We just completed, as you mentioned, our 8th year of Christmas in the Square. And this will be our 5th Arts in the Square coming up the end of this month.
Phenomenal. So that's what we're here to talk about today is Arts in the Square. And as I recall, this got canceled last year because of weather, did it not?
No, we had it. We had it on Saturday, and then Saturday night had the very, very big winds.
Mm-hmm.
And knocked down a fair amount of the artist booths in the middle of the night.
Oh, okay, so that's what happened.
And then we canceled it for Sunday for obvious reasons.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense. So what do we have to look forward to this year? I've actually not yet been able to attend an Arts in the Square event. I've only seen pictures. So give us a description of what we're in for, because I understand there's going to be a lot of crafts, a lot of artists.
Yes, Arts in the Square, this is a fine arts and crafts juried show. We have about 120 artists all across the country, as well as local regional artists that are participating. We have Frisco Square Property Owners Association has partnered with Frisco ISD. And in that partnership, we have brought in student artists, as well as the music on stage will all be the theater, as well as the music departments within the ISD. So it should be a really great, great event. The student artists will have 5 of their own tents and will be juried separately from the arts and crafts section. But they'll be represented elementary, middle school through high school.
Okay, that's what I was going to ask. So across the board, we're going to see art and hear from them. And what else will they be doing? I understand there's some music and some art. Is there anything else that the kids will be performing?
The theater department will also be on stage.
Okay.
The whole list of the stage is listed on the website, which is friscosquare.com. And in addition, we have 2 beneficiaries, Frisco Education Foundation and Frisco Family Services. Family Services is hosting, for lack of a better word, empty bowls, and all the students have been making pottery bowls. You can buy a bowl and pick the bowl you like, and then you take it to a restaurant and you fill it with soup, and it's fight against hunger.
And anybody can buy a bowl?
Anyone can buy a bowl.
So for those of us that love soup, that's a good deal.
It's a great deal. And then you get a custom bowl too, made by students.
Oh, so. That's very cool.
And then so then that was for Family Services, and Education Foundation is doing a chalk walk. And again, elementary, middle school, and high schools, you can buy a square, and the chalk will be there, and paint whatever you want with the chalk, any design you'd like. And those will be on display all day Sunday. And that, again, benefits Frisco Education Foundation.
So I'll bet there's going to be some pretty neat stuff done there. I've seen some chalk drawings that have, like, the sidewalk drawings where it looks like you're about to fall into a hole because it's done so well. But
right.
Yeah. Let's challenge these kids and see what they can do.
Exactly.
I bet there'll be some good stuff.
I think so.
So historically speaking, how big has the show been? And is it growing each year, or is it about the same size?
Well, we're really thrilled. It has grown. I'd say in attendance, we've had about 15,000 over the 2 days.
Wow.
I anticipate last year, obviously, due to the weather, We took a little bit of a hit there. But I anticipate this year being our largest yet with the partnership that we've had. They've been a tremendous partner and hugely supportive. So I anticipate the biggest year to date. And as far as artists go, this is our largest.
Okay, good. So when people come out to the show, for those of us that haven't been in the past, where is it all set up? Where's the best place to park? I know that's got to be an issue.
Yeah, that's a great question. There's two lots at Frisco Square that are behind the buildings. You have direct access into both lots. It's free parking. And then also this city garage that's located behind City Hall. That's also for free, street parking, and also across the street at FC Dallas. Anyone can park over there and walk across. The entire event, the streets will be closed down on Coleman and the northern side of Frisco Square Boulevard, which is just on the northern side of City Hall.
Mm-hmm.
Those streets will be closed, and it's basically a T-shape, and that's where all the artist booths will be set up along those streets.
Gotcha. So basically that main drag is that runs north-south. And then the road that runs that runs into directly east and runs east and west.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
Good deal. So it's going to be artists and booths. What kind of art should people expect to see? What have we seen in the past? Is it more a modern? Is there photography or is it traditional or is it just kind of a little bit of everything?
It's a little bit of everything. We have 10 different categories. Photography, you have 2D, 3D, jewelry, fiber, leather, wood, clay, is that most of them? And glass.
Okay.
So you'll see a little bit of everything. We always have, you know, the popular ones or seems to have quite a few booths that are jewelry. But you'll see a little bit of everything out there. And to date, we've been thrilled with the artist and really had a great showing.
Good. Are most of the artists from Frisco, or are they coming from other places?
Pretty much all over. This year, I think we have over 10 states represented. We have a larger local and regional showing this year than we've had in the past, which we're thrilled with and was pretty much our goal.
I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah. So we're really excited about that and hope that continues to grow. But we still do also have the national artists coming, which they're wonderful too.
Yeah, good. Well, so we should have a pretty good variety of things for people to choose from. And just so people know, all this art is going to be for sale. People are coming out and they are bringing originals and crafts and all kinds of things. And this is definitely for sale. So, you know, bring your wallets with you when you come.
Absolutely.
Yeah, if you're looking for something for your home, this will be a good place to find it.
Or Mother's Day or Easter, birthdays. Yep.
Yeah, if you're looking for something unique or original for those occasions, this is a good place to come and get something without having to fall back on, you know, buying Dad another tie or something.
Absolutely. I have plenty of things in my house from each show, so.
Oh, good.
And they're all awesome. Love them.
Do you have any pieces in particular that have stood out to you or that have been a favorite for a while?
I have several pottery pieces that I just adore and are kind of the focus of that particular room. Great memories. I have some jewelry too that I always think of too. The artists have been wonderful that we've had and are so, so nice and accommodating. So they also some of them do special orders. So if you don't see something there you like.
Oh, good to know.
Yeah. There's quite a few that are on commission. You can, you know, tell them what size you're looking for or your colors. Actually, my sister has a painting in her house that she did that with one of the local artists.
Oh, very cool. So, yeah, maybe if you see somebody who has a style that you like, but none of the individual pieces are quite what you're looking for,
exactly.
You can get somebody to make something for you.
And, yeah, just ask them. Yeah. Most of them are very, very happy to do that.
Well, I know that the art, the visual arts and the fine arts scene in Frisco is growing. It is getting better. All the time, and this show has been, I think, a big part of making that happen. It's given local artists, in addition to those that come from outside the city, a good venue from which to show their stuff and sell their stuff, and we're very grateful to you for putting this together for us.
Oh, well, we're thrilled to do it. We have had great support from Frisco Arts in the past, and in fact, they're hosting what we call our poster reception. We have a poster contest in the ISD where the students create artwork, obviously, and then the graphic students at CTE put it together, and we used the winning poster as our marketing piece for the entire show.
This year's poster was a student piece, right?
Absolutely, yeah. Yes. And all the entries are on display at Frisco Arts. And then we have our award reception at Frisco Arts on March 26th.
Okay.
And so we really appreciate the partnership and Frisco Arts opening up their wonderful gallery to everybody.
Is the awards reception open to anybody if people want to come?
Absolutely.
Okay.
6:30 on March 26th, and we'll be presenting to the winners that night. And
very good. Is that at the Frisco Discovery Center?
It is.
Awesome.
Yep.
Yeah, we love that place.
It's a very cool spot.
Yeah,
very,
it really is. Cool. Really is.
And then also the Visual Arts Guild has been a nice, very supportive of the show. And I know we have quite a few of their artists participating. So we're really excited about that.
Yeah, and I would be I would be shamed if I did not plug my wife, who is a member of the Visual Arts Guild of Frisco. Awesome. And who will have a booth at the show as well.
Awesome.
And she's also the editor for Lifestyle Frisco. She's very vested in all this stuff. So I probably should let her come here today and do the interview. But yeah, there's going to be a lot of good artists. There's really a lot of talent in town. And this is a good opportunity, I think, for people who live in Frisco to kind of come out and see what talent we do have right here in Frisco and take advantage of that if you're looking for something.
Absolutely.
So, okay. Anything else we should know about the show?
You can find more info or if you want to double check details on the website at friscosquare.com.
Yep. We'll definitely have a link to that page in the show notes, and we'll have a post or two up on Lifestyle Frisco about this as well. And just as a last reminder to everybody, this event is on March 29th and 30th. That is a Saturday and Sunday. So come on out. Be sure to pick up some art from a local artist and find something nice for your home.
And it's free admission and free parking.
Hey, free and free. So there you go. Paige, thank you so much for coming up today. We really appreciate you taking the time.
Oh, thank you.
All right. So the big event this weekend is Arts in the Square. Do not miss it.
Yep.
You think you got all the scoop, you got all the dirt, you know what's going on. But that's not the only thing going on this weekend.
No, it isn't. We have going on right now, today through Sunday, the Hella Shrine Circus is in Dr. Pepper Arena. All kinds of amazing lighting, sound, human and animal performers to entertain and entrance you. So that circus is happening there. And then also this weekend, from Friday through Sunday, you can be a pinball wizard. Yes, you and your family can test drive some of the most obscure pinball machines in the world right here. It's going on in the Embassy Suites Convention Center. And for more details, check our website and obviously this podcast today. We'll have the link there.
Yeah, that's actually a much bigger deal than I thought it would be.
Yeah.
So on one hand, for one respect, they're attempting a world record.
Right.
Like the most people ever playing pinball.
Over 400 pinball machines.
Yeah.
So
at the same time.
Yeah.
And people have been like tweeting about it, and we've noticed that there's a lot of traction coming to the site, to that post, from all around the country.
So wow. So there's going to be some foreign invaders, we shall say.
Frisco's probably going to get invaded. Not as bad as it will when Buffett gets to town.
And probably a different crowd, but that's okay. That's awesome. We're excited for this. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
Pinball, funness.
All right, what else is going on?
And then, of course, as we've been talking about all week, pretty much, is Arts in the Square. And for me, the reason why we've been really heavily promoting this as well is not only is this an awesome family-friendly event outside in this fantastic spring weather that we were supposed to have this weekend, it didn't get to happen last year due to high winds. So we're really excited for this to happen this year. It's from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. both days on Saturday and Sunday. Free event and free parking. Over 120 local and regional artists. So there's going to be a lot of things to see. And then there's also music going on to entertain you. And I'm sure there will be plenty of things to snack on and just an all-around awesome time. This weekend.
That should be fun.
Yep. And then getting into the specific days of the week for the roundup this week, on Thursday, March 27th, tonight, Crossroads Winery is having a limited edition artist labeled wine release party, which will benefit Prosperity Place. So from 6 to 9 p.m., their newest wine release is called Sass in a Glass. Oh my gosh, that sounds awesome. Mm-hmm. I think we might have to be there. So they're partnering with Prosperity Place, and a portion of the night's proceeds will go to that charity. And then on Friday, we've got Frisco Kids Consign from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., trendy, easy way to shop, sell, and save on gently used children's clothing. Details, again, on our website, and we did an article on that as well, so you can find that and get more details. Saturday night, March 29th, a night of improv with the Frisco Improv Players. As always, it's a clean, family-friendly, interactive, fun event. Tickets are $12, and we've got details on how to get tickets on our site as well. And then this Sunday and the following Wednesday, April the 2nd, the classic movie series this week at Cinemark is Silence of the Lambs.
Silence of the Lambs?
Yes.
So I'm going to be drinking some Chianti and... Oh, all right, sorry.
No, spoiler.
What does it say when a movie I remember that clearly and when it came out and going to see it is now considered a classic
movie? I know, a classic movie. That is kind of scary, but we all love... I love Anthony Hopkins, and Jodie Foster is great, and it's just really a good... I love Silence of the Lambs, I think, because it reminds me of Hitchcock movies back in that era. It's the same kind of feel, suspense. They're very intelligent movies, I think, so...
Yep, should be fun. Well, the long and the short of it is, there is so much stuff going on this weekend that... you have no reason to be bored whatsoever. There is stuff going on every day, every evening, indoors, outdoors, family stuff, adult stuff. We're going to be exhausted by the end of it, but it's going to be a fun weekend. So come on out. We hope we see you at Arts in the Square. If you get a chance, our own Windustry does have a booth at Arts in the Square. Yes, she is an artist. So I'll be there with her, so come on by and say hello.
And come and meet us in person. I promise I won't wrestle you to the ground and make you buy a piece of my art. We'd just love to meet you and meet our fellow neighbors here in Frisco. Right.
So come on by and say hello. We hope to see you this weekend. But if we don't, we'll see you next week on the Frisco Podcast.